You'll never go broke by investing in yourself. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Brian Tracy talks with us about the importance of investing in yourself. Enjoy.
Today I want to talk to you about why any path to success starts with investing in yourself. Many of us spend so much of our energy worrying about others, but we have to be conscious about taking time to put our own needs and gains first. It may shock you to hear this, but nobody is born perfect. Nobody is born with any natural talents or abilities. They are all learned over the course of time. In fact, perfection is really more of a myth than an ideal. It's something no one else ever really achieves, no matter how hard they work. But you can still ensure that you are drawing closer and closer to your ideal lifestyle by prioritizing personal growth. One of the things that I've learned in life, of the three most important keys to success, is that daily and continuous learning is absolutely indispensable if you want to become rich, successful, and in complete control of your life. That's why a well-planned goal will always be growth or change-focused, becoming better and better, instead of simply to achieve perfection, which is not possible. I'm sure if you ask Yo-Yo Ma or Beethoven when they finally achieved perfection, they'd simply laugh and tell you that there was no such thing. As Thomas Edison, the greatest inventor in history, said that success is 99% perspiration and only 1% inspiration. But the inspiration comes as a result of the work that you do on yourself. You see, personal growth is a lifelong process of sharpening your mind and body in order to progress to your chosen destination. And the effort you put into developing this ideal of excellence in what you do is based on one key factor: setting mindful and practical goals that you can apply in your day-to-day life as you continue your success in life. And that's why I want to walk you through some of the ways that you can invest in yourself and improve your life starting today. The first way to invest in yourself is to improve your skills. Personal growth is made possible when you improve your awareness and develop your ideal identity. One of the best ways you can do this is by maximizing your talents and sharpening your skills in your chosen field. Many years ago, when I got into sales, I found that I had no fear of knocking on doors, but I was terrible at closing the sale. So I invested a year in reading and listening to audio programs and going to seminars to learn how to close a sale. And I finally became so good at closing the sale that in 1 year, my income increased 10 times. My work on how to close the sale, which I put in audio and video and CD and so on, has transformed large billion-dollar companies, because everyone learns how to close the sale, the one skill that they need. Time management should also be a priority in your self-improvement journey. When I discovered the miracle of time management many years ago, again, it increased my income over and over. Your self-improvement journey and pursuing new skills doesn't necessarily involve spending a dozen hours each day on mastering a task. As a benchmark, try making it your personal goal to invest 10% of your time and money back into yourself and your personal growth. Let me tell you a story. I was giving a seminar to more than 500 business owners in Dallas a couple of years ago, and one of the people in the audience, one of the most successful people in the country, stood up, and everybody knew him, and I knew him, and he said, what he's about to tell you is wrong. He's going to tell you that for every dollar you invest in yourself, you'll increase your income by $10. He said, I tried that when I was 18 years old and I went to his seminar, but it didn't work. I didn't increase my income 10 times. I increased my income 50 times and 100 times for every dollar I invested in myself. He said, today, he said, I'm 36 years old and I have more money that I could spend for the rest of my life because of that one principle he's talking about. So it will always be the best investment of your time to invest in becoming better and better at what you do. For example, you could enroll in an online class taught by a master in your area of interest. You could attend a course, a virtual conference, or read books that set your focus on self-improvement strategies. Every one of these can double and triple and quadruple your income. Sometimes a single book, a single course, a single audio program can make you rich. Knowledge and high-quality training is remarkably accessible in this day and age.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.